Diana? Diana? Commander
Hello.
Doug, is Diana on? Don, is Doug, is Diana on there?
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. I
Well, that's the
didn't
first
know
time we
when.
heard you. We didn't hear anything until just this minute.
Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. In the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame on this happy 4th of July evening. Welcome, everyone, to our Friday night call. How blessed we are to be having this call on the 4th of July, on our Day of Liberty, 238 years. And what a story. So I welcome you all and send you a big hug and lots of love tonight, wherever you're having your celebration, and we welcome you. I just want to say to you that this is a special time for all of us as we watch this great turning happen. And as we watch and listen and learn and unfold in ways so that we can help our planet to be what it's meant to be. And really, this country, this United States of America, and its destiny to be the leader, the home of freedom, the home of liberty for our planet. And each one of us have a role to play. And each one of us are needed. Remember those words of Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And we are each being called, and called in every way possible to stand up and take action with our prayers, with our thoughts, with our love, with our families, with our words, in every way possible that we can really take the gauntlet now. It's being handed to us so that we can really live liberty for the first time, so that we can no longer be slaves. It's like the time of Moses and the freeing of the Israelites, and we are awakening to our freedom and what that means and the price that we pay for that. So tonight, especially as this nation celebrates 238 years, really freedom has not begun yet. Liberty has not come yet. It's in our hands to do. And the only way we can do that is by loving each other and loving this planet. Love is the answer. It's the question and the answer. And I would just like to read some words of Lao Tzu about the energy of love. And these words just jumped right off the page to me this today. Lao Tzu says, when all the people of the world love, then the strong will not overpower the weak. The many will not oppress the few. The wealthy will not mock the poor. The honored will not disdain the humble. The cunning will not deceive the simple. If there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. If there is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. If there is to be peace in the city, there must be peace between neighbors. And if there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. There must be peace in the heart. So what better way to celebrate this 4th of July than as we look at the world picture, and the rocks being thrown, and the bullets being fired, and the people suffering, and the children being killed, to send them peace. Be peace. Live peace. That's the only way we can do it. And I would like Tara to read about this day, this Friday, July 4th, from the Mayan calendar. She read it to me this morning on the telephone. And I think it's very fitting that we hear it all again. Tara, I hope you have that ready to read to everybody, because I'm going to pass you the talking stick now.
Okay, I'm here. Are you done completely?
I'm not done. Go ahead and read that, and then I will come back and say a few words.
Okay. So today is the 4th of July, and it is in the Mayan calendar. It's called the 13th tone. This is why Rainbird said we have another Friday the 13th, just in a slightly different calendar. And we had a Friday the 13th in June, on the 13th. And we said Happy Mother's Day. Remember that? And then and then on Sunday, the 15th, we had Father's Day. But now we've got the 13th of June on a Friday. I mean, the 13th of July. It's just meaning that the Mayan calendar tone is the 13th tone, and it's called Manique, and it's the blue hand. And it says here, you as the healer, remembering that this is the 4th of July and Saint Germain, you know, ran around for 4.5 months making all of the signees of the Declaration of Independence just to sign it. And, you know, it didn't just happen on this one day, but we're celebrating Saint Germain's work to get it done. Even though
give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah, well, Tom Hartman explained.
Go ahead and read that, Tara.
Okay, Tom Hartman explained that that character that said that was not a
okay. You don't need to go into that now. Just read that.
Okay. You as the healer will have the perfect opportunity to work with your own healing, as well as the healing of others. Create an atmosphere of contentment and peace. Accept your divinity and promote it in others. At this time, you can open new doors for both yourself and for others. Do not be distracted from your purpose, and for heaven's sake on earth, do not procrastinate. And the 13th tone, in addition to that little piece about the blue hand of Monique, is also called Ox Luhan, and it means transcend, cosmic transformation, lives in universal movement change. This can be radical change and is accomplished by shape-shifting with unseen forces. Use the smoky mirror. Movement is the life-giving principle of all energy. Structure gives meaning. Structure gives meaning to the possibilities of creation. Time for the interdimensional shift, shape-shifting, and a quantum leap. At times, the opportunities for change will be hidden or unseen. Evolve, which if you turn that around, it means loved. Okay, pass it back to you, dear.
All right, and speaking of loving ourselves, I just want to share something personal. I took a little journey with my older sister down to the ranch where I was raised a couple of days ago with my little Jenny dog, and we went on a journey into the past as we traveled. And seeing all the byways and the little roads that we journeyed on as we were children and talking and sharing, and there was a healing that happened. I felt it in my whole family. It was really quite remarkable. and we went to visit my father's grave, and I could feel his spirit. And it was really amazing. And I'm just saying we can make a quantum leap in healing the issues that we've carried our whole lives right now. And I came back. It was a 10-hour journey. It's only a 2-hour drive, but somehow we spent 10 hours there. And it was really quite remarkable. We went out to this beautiful dam that we would, you know, go to as children. And we had a picnic there. And my Jenny dog ran around, and it was just a magical, wonderful day. So I'd just like to leave you with that energy of healing and that energy of love, and that we have the power to heal now. We can do it. And we can let go of that which wounded us, and we can stand up tall, and we can be all that we came here to be. So I love you all. Happy 4th of July, and I'm going to pass the talk to stick now to Rainbird. Thank you, everybody. Namaste.
Well, thank you, Deanna. Beautiful words and a beautiful experience. May that. May we all have these good experiences on this day of celebration and seeing friends and family in all that we do as we celebrate this way. So, housekeeping. That's my job, and we are a listener-supported radio program, so we all come together to do this. And this week, we have money come in, and we just need $50 to be even with DVS. And $50 is pretty easy to do. So let's get that done. And if we end up with coming ahead for next week, that's okay, too. So to make a contribution to BBS Radio, you can send cash or money order, cashier's check or money order directly to BBS. And that address is BBS Network, Incorporated. It's at 5167 Toy On Lane, T as in Tom, O-Y-O-N, Nancy, Lane, and that's in Paradise, California, 95969. And I'll repeat that address, BBS Network Incorporated, 5167 Toy On Lane, Paradise, California, 95969, and that's a good way to make a contribution. Another way is to go to the website, bbsradio.com, click on Radio Station 2, and look for the icons for our radio programs. The Stargate Roundtable with Marita on Thursdays. And this call, the Hard News call on Friday nights with Tara and Rama. And then the Saturday call, the History of Nisara call on Saturday with Tara and Rama. And any one of those icons will work and take you to the right place to make your contribution directly to our programs that way, using plastic. So there you go. Those are the ways that we can support the radio programming and ourselves and the way we gather each week. And so lots of gratitude for all the blessings that come our way when we pay it forward like this. And then, and very importantly, is Tara and Rama's needs, as they are needing new sources for their rent collection and their expenses. So we're looking for all the new angels on the block who can help Tara and Rama with their utility bills, and they need some money for food, and we need to start collecting for their rent as well. So their rent is paid for this month, and we're very grateful. But they feel better when we can keep it going for them. They can do readings with Mother. So that can be a trade as well. So this is a good opportunity to pay it forward and express our love and gratitude for all that Tara and Rama do with their mission, and lots of gratitude for all of the sources of Faction 3 information that they're able to deliver. It's very important as we maintain our positive attitudes about this era coming forth and the hope we have for the planet and on government. So it's very important to do this piece as well, and we're really grateful for all of you for making your contributions to them. The way to do that, you can go to 2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com, and there's a donate button on the front, on the home page there, and also another one just above the blog section. And that'll take you, either one of those pieces will take you to Rama's PayPal account, and you can make a contribution that way. And alternatively, as you can send money as through the mail, that mailing address is Ram, R-A-M, as in Mary, D as in David, Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. It's B as in boy, E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, Berkowitz. And that address is 1704-B, as in boy, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O. And that's number 249. And again, 1704-B, Llano Street, number 249. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. Then, as you're sending something to them, please let Rama know at this email address, Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999, at comcast.net. And that's good to be in touch that way so they can be expecting, know what to expect. And also, if you need a phone contact, you can call Marita and make that arrangement. Her number is 317-773-0061. And so that's all the ways to do that. And we're so grateful for your lives and for joining us each week on these calls, and grateful for all of the blessings that come your way as you pay it forward. So thank you. 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And I pass this talking stick to you, Rama. What's up? What's new? Greetings.
Get the machine.
Greetings.
You got to get that machine.
Okay. There it is, that machine-y, that microphone.
Oops.
You got to hold it. You got to put your hand just right there so it doesn't fall down.
Greetings. Happy 4th of July. What I can say about this moment in time is...
Let's see now. Let go. Let's see if it'll hold better. Yeah.
That everything we've been waiting for is in our midst. And at the same time, we have an extra added piece to this whole story, and it's about this Game of Thrones going on. And
well, if you didn't see the movie, you got to tell people what you're talking about.
People know what they're talking about.
No, you tell me. I didn't see.
Yeah, you got to watch Game of Thrones. Let's put it that way.
Just tell
the only throne that this is about, the throne that sits, you know, Father, Mother, God, Mother, Father, God, all that is. This is the only throne we're talking about.
Stone of Thrones gone, huh?
Yeah. And it has been quite a challenge to see who gets to sit on this throne. It's already occupied, to use that word. And she ain't going anywhere. And it's just begun. That's the way I can put it. As the energies are at a fever's pitch right now, both the temperature-wise along with everything else.
Yeah, it got up to the upper 90s here again today, everybody. Yikes.
Yeah, and I would just say that how things are moving right along, there are so many that are being arrested all over the planet. It's not on our news over here, but it's crossing various sites across the internet, as you know where to look. But there are, Richard Mellon of the Mellon family died today, 82.
Oh my God.
And this
every day somebody we know pretty darn well is just taken off. Yesterday it was Paul Horn, everybody, if you didn't hear yesterday.
Yeah, Paul Horn left.
At 84.
Yeah.
And today, tell us who Richard Mellon was.
Another
horse of a different color.
That's right, of the Mellon family. And let's say that's one of those 13 families who have been involved in geopolitical engineering for their order that is no more. And what is happening is the frequencies, the energies, everything that has to do with this Sat Yuga coming in is awakening everything. And
how old was he?
82.
Oh, 82. Okay.
I took a little ride this morning up to a place we call the Cross of the Martyrs, and cranked up the energy. And I actually was able to create these cloud-like formation with this quartz crystal cluster that I use along with these laser wand crystals. And it was quite interesting to see this cloud form because it was almost that lime green color. It was very cool. And I just about had it materialized, and these three cups came up to this place called the Cross of the Martyrs to do their daily reports. So I just kind of disappeared today. And I can just say I really haven't talked to anyone today, yet all that is going on has to do with the complete madness against this one man who represents 19.5 degrees. And the story about this is so huge, and I could only say we have 1/32nd of the slice of this pie. That's how huge it is. And it involves this entire local universe of Nevadon. And what is coming to pass, I believe all the stories about all the ancient super civilizations and the beings that inhabited these super civilizations are coming to the light of day. And stories and legends are not stories and legends, they're based on truth. And there are things happening, I can say, that is bringing to the light of day the Thule Society, or Thule. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I think it's Thule. But there was...
Well, some people call it the El Thule Society, too.
Yeah. there in the land of Hyperborea, there was a capital city of Hyperborea, and it was called Ultima Thule. And Apollo used to visit this city every year and take R&R and, you know, kick back and do whatever the folks on Mount Olympus do. It's not necessarily what the stories are about, raping and pillaging and plundering. That is a bit, I would say, taking it too far. Yet there were things that happened in the stories that had to do with misqualified energy, that had to do with interbreeding of different species. And this was the, I would just say, the fly in the picnic, as it were.
Fly in the picnic? What's that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What it means is that people weren't expecting the fly to show up at the picnic.
Well, what do you mean?
What I mean is that the Sumerian or the Anunnaki, mothers, wayward children who came, the sons and daughters of men and sons and daughters of the gods, and that interbreeding caused the
That's a violation of cosmic law.
No
interbreeding, and that's a simple way to put it.
And that created the ripples in time and space, as it were, that created the issues we have in our midst right now. And all of it is coming full circle, where all the stories and legends are coming back to, you might say, bring some wisdom to the light of day, where things that sound so far out are not so far out, but they are based in reality with the quantum physics that we all know. Only they don't teach us that in our conventional schools or places of learning. You have to learn it, let's say, outside the matrix, as it were. And right now, all of these things are bringing an awareness to what's happening, that these 13 families really don't know what is in store for them. And I talked to Tom for about 2 minutes today, and he's with the Obama family today, Tom the cat.
Mm-hmm.
And what he told me is things are at such a heightened level of security right now that, let's say, if a snail farts, we know about it. And
yeah, well, Germany knows about it, too.
That's right.
They caught an American espionage agent, double agent, who was also working for another agency in Germany, spying on a special committee of the Bundestag that is completely confidential. And they, you know, the tone is going to change big time now.
They are royally pissed.
And this is our Nazi collaborators making a mess. And then Barack Obama's got it in his lap.
Yeah.
That's so nice, everybody. But this is really not nice. This is like, this is the Gestapo on the warpath now.
Yeah.
And, I had a little write-up on that one. Where does it begin? Somewhere. I started a new notebook here halfway between certain things. Here in Germany, the ongoing revelations about American spying on everyday people, as well as on the chancellor, German chancellor, Angela Merkel, has given new life to calls for extended funding for the Stasi archives. Now those archives house literally tons of documents the old communist regime gathered on millions of Germany's citizens as they tracked and recorded their phone calls, their letters, and even their most intimate personal conversations. Many here in Germany say this archive is vital so that the nation will never forget how a totalitarian government can seek to control people through surveillance. And that's exactly what we've got over here for.
That's right.
Don't kid yourself. It's called the Fourth Reich, folks. They've had practice since 1949 on us.
Mm-hmm.
In January 1990, hundreds of East German protesters. January 1990.
Right, that's right around, right before the Berlin Wall came down.
That was when Les Cruz came out with something called Money Works, too.
Right.
The Berlin Wall came down in 89.
AKA Mike Kadowski.
The Berlin Wall came down a year before that in 1989.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. And then in 1999, the programs... All the different programs, 78 of them.
Right.
You know, James Gilmore and the Big O was in town. By 1991, Les Cruz started in 1990. 450-pound guy that I met when I was involved with the war chests, and Rama was too, and Lady Nestor Nada was around. This was one harrowing and... Don Robertson, who was of the Tri-X and Narcron and Zeon, he was the head of the Dark Council of Orion. He was Zeon.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll stop this story because we've got Big Will. I didn't see you. I hope you're still there, Big Will. You've been on there for a long time and we've been ignoring you because we didn't look. Are you there? Big Will.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I have a question for Lord Rama. Lord Rama, I understand that Benjamin Netanyahu is on the warpath. What do you know about those three teenagers that were killed? Who killed them?
We told this to everybody yesterday, Big Will. Netanyahu rigged it all.
Yeah, he set it up.
He set the whole thing up, and he set the thing to kill the Palestinian and the three kids. And he knew that these three kids were dead 2+ weeks ago. And he knew who did it. And he set it up so that he could start a ruckus.
Uh-huh.
And you know that these characters are desperate for... anything which we can call war, anywhere, anyhow. So this is just another war drum going. And, of course, they've been killing people and harming people from doing airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. And assuming, unless, you know, I mean, you watch RT and they'll say, well, hold on just a minute. That's his assumption, like his, you know, southern end. Everybody's got one. And Hamas did not do it.
No,
not
Hamas
even.
Hamas did not kill the three.
What do you call those guys that dress up to look like somebody?
Agent provocateurs.
Agent provocateurs. You know, like, remember Cindy Sheehan's son was killed from the rooftops, and it looked like insurgents. And it was,
they were Blackwater dressed like insurgents.
Dressed like insurgents. And so Blackwater, Eric Prince, has blood on his hands, if you didn't know it by now.
And recently, Blackwater threatened the life of a State Department official.
Like who?
I'm not sure. But they basically just said, you mess with us, you're going to end up under, 6 feet under. And apparently that State Department official backed off. I heard this on the radio. Sam Cedar talked about it. A few other folks talked about it. Just like, what the F is going on here?
But this is very, very ugly. And, you know, the ugliness is matching how close, remember, in the Kuala Lumpur war crimes tribunals, they indicted the entire state of Israel. I can't tell you, that's a first.
Yeah.
And it's because all the citizens in Israel are guilty of those war crimes because by their own policies that they voted for, they agree that Palestinians do not have equal rights and are animals, and that they have the right to kill them with impunity.
It's called apartheid.
Well, not only that, they don't really have a military. They don't have a state.
They don't really have a life.
and what they're doing is they're setting themselves, like we read yesterday from the, you know, the original 13th Amendment, the real meaning of honor was not so honorable.
Right.
Because the meaning of honor, as it was written, like you have a title of nobility, that means you have privileges and therefore you're called honorable, like our judges, you know, your honor. That is impune. It is against the law, and it doesn't mean all men are created equal except for judges who have special privileges and therefore have, you might say, rights over your body and over your life that you don't have for yourself. This is what we're learning right now. This is what the Fourth Reich has based itself on. And the programming, all the programming, we all have been programmed. And don't matter what color you are, there is racism. Believe me. The problem is that those who have a different color than white, it's very difficult to get around the issue because the white racism, you know, and of course there's retaliatory stuff. It's natural when you're not being treated as an equal because somebody can see what color you are. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
So we're getting down and dirty into, you know, what's going on here. Does that answer your question, Big Will?
Yes, it does, Lady Master. I do have one more question concerning about the MH370. What is the status so far?
It's doing honey fine. They're having a really good old time in the galactic neighborhood. And they'll be back when they'll be back, and that's all prearranged, but no dates, honey bunny.
Now, my question is this. For those who are holding the Iraqi dinars and the dongs and the rupee and the Zimbabwe dollar, when it's time for them to go into the banks and they are expecting to exchange, what's going to happen when they go in there and thinking they're going to get paid? So what do you think is going to happen? You know, are they going to be taken to the back room and said, look, guys, these currencies are no good, and I'm sorry, but we cannot exchange these?
Well, it's never going to happen, Big Will. It's not even going to get to that level. Number one, the king told us to tell everybody, turn all of your dongs and Zimbabwes and all these, turn them all back to where you got them from. And do not sell them. Selling them is like being part of the lie because there will be nothing coming from them ever. Nothing. So if you're selling them, then you know that and you're stealing somebody else's money. Do not sell them. Turn them back in where you got them from. And make a statement that I am not subservient to the powers that were anymore. Get them out of your house, out of your energy field, completely. And the king said it again, you cannot serve two masters. And you will not be eligible for Nasara as you're still playing games with those things. That is a fact. So make it sure that you spread the word. And if people won't listen, then they will find out another way. But the point is that
This is not time to mess with anything from the existing appearance of things that were, because come this Monday, we will be in the 18th week of the entire global economy of the powers that were already having collapsed. So everything that people are still thinking, the core of it is they don't understand what Nisara is. And I beg everybody, please invite people to come to our show and learn about this reality. It will change the world because their view of the world will change. That is so important right now. We are living in the Fourth Reich. Are you wanting to play with, you know, dings and dongs and dongs that are having to do with keeping the Fourth Reich running? It is so critical, and people are so uninformed and so programmed and not having the ability right now because what? People are in shock. People are in shock because what's coming, and you think shock is little, now it's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
When they find out who they always thought was just hunky-dory apple pie and the flag, and it has not ever been that from the very beginning, much less now. I mean, there are people that are going to die of fright. And it's more important, even if they rebuke you, that you let them know with great discernment and teaching that this has been the Fourth Reich since 1949 and there's never been any freedom at all going on here, only programs and lies about absolutely everything, and then be able to discern for them what that is. That's why we read that original 13th Amendment document. That's part of the documentation of Nisara and why we had to do Nisara.
And I'll just add this little part that since 1947, when our friends, you know, came and warned us about the nuclear detonations that were going on, even unto this day, Astar has said no nukes, and he means it. And what is...
And what Benjamin Fulford said, they wouldn't answer, Rama, so we know that they did it, but this is going to wring their necks. But they gave nukes to Poroshenko in Ukraine. And that means who's they? Mr. Who? Mr. McCain. Mr. Magoo. Not that nice Mr. Magoo. We know it comes on our conversation calls on Friday nights. No. I'm just saying Mr. McCain, Mr. Lindsay.
Panama John.
Panama John, Shinzo Abe, and all of their Nazi collaborative buddies. And remember that McCain, along with Adelson, the Koch brothers, who else?
Mitt Romney
and one more group bought a Singapore
casino
together. They just did that a couple of 3 weeks ago or something.
It's like a casino for the high roller.
Rollovers, hedge fund operatives.
Yeah, the criminal underworld that can go and.
Completely rigged. Guaranteed money.
Yeah.
From a powers that were global, you know, catastrophe that's been gone coming this Monday, 18 weeks.
Think of it as Lex Luthor's private casino. I don't want to go visit.
Did that answer your question, Commander Big Will? Big Will? Hello? Okay. I'm assuming that answered your question. Okay. There's this little piece that came out here on Bill and Hillary Clinton, A Life of Violating People. Came out June 30th, 2014. And it's from a social network, so there's no www, http://1984 Arkansas Mother of the Year.blogspot.com.
And it's an epistle. I mean...
Oh, well, you didn't put the whole thing out then. I only got two paragraphs.
That it's 82 pages of all the murders.
Oh, it's
all the murders, all the deaths that are connected with Bill and Hillary. And
okay, well, let me just read the short version.
Yeah.
I then said, I don't know who Tumulty is, Rama, but it says, well, do you know that Chelsea is the biological daughter of Webster Hubble? And not Bill Clinton.
It's true.
And Tumulty's response was interesting. She did not deny or challenge this blockbuster assertion, and rather just seemed to confirm it by her awkward silence and accepting non-denial. Years later, I asked a longtime high-level Republican operative, quote, how long have you known that Chelsea was the biological daughter of Webster Hubble? He said, since 1992. Some high-level Republican didn't say who he was. Then I asked, quote, why didn't you use it in the 1992 presidential campaign? Oh. His answer, quote, because I was not running the 1992 campaign. I then asked, quote, would you say that most high-level Republican and Democratic political operatives know that Chelsea is the biological daughter of Webster Hubble? This long-time GOP operative said, yes. Dave Martin, historian and political commentator known as the DC Dave on the internet, quote, first, the evidence that Chelsea is Webster Hubble's daughter is strong and has been out there for quite a while. I first heard from Chris Rudy around 1994. He said it was all over Arkansas. Chris Rudy, a journalist and the owner of Newsmax, was a longtime Clinton antagonist. Rudy has now made some sort of a deal and has gone over to the dark side with the Clintons. To the puzzlement and dismay of his conservative friends, who just shake their heads whenever Rudy's name comes up. I'll tell you what, they said, well, have we got a deal for you? And they said, shut up or you're dead. That's the way of the force of the darkness. Both Jennifer Flowers, privately to someone I know, and Larry Nichols publicly, have both stated that Chelsea is the biological daughter of Webster Hubble. Both Flowers' 14-year affair with Bill and Nichols were very close to Bill Clinton. Larry Nichols, a truth teller on the Clintons, has done a lot of very dirty, highly illegal, and even violent things for the Clintons, yes, until he broke with them in 1988. Larry Nichols used to be best friends with Raymond Buddy Young, a certified Clinton goon who was head of the Arkansas State Troopers, yeah, under Bill Clinton. So much more on this link. Like I said, 1980, no www, just http://1984 Arkansas Mother of the Year .blogspot.com/2013/08/the-Clinton. And then it's got dot, dot, dot.
After reading this, you might consider voting for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren rather than Hillary. And all of it is just part of the Matrix, because we're already out of the Matrix, waking folks up, yet at the same time, it is still a challenge to get Joe the Plumber to take off the blinders and stop calling the little green men enemies.
Yeah. And I was reading about the Stasi here when Brother Big Will was calling, so I thought maybe I'd continue and finish that little story. In January 1990, hundreds of East German protesters forced their way into the Stasi headquarters in East Berlin to prevent secret police from destroying the files. The scale of spying had been immense. Stacked side by side, the documents would stretch 150 kilometers. That's about 75 miles, everybody, maybe 70 miles. Even today, 5,000 people a month apply to look at Stasi files. And Roland Jahn, the Stasi Records Agency commissioner, says, "We have to process this information because the people who experienced dictatorship are still around. It's important to explain how the dictatorship worked. The next generation needs to know that. So it is important." Don't do that, Rama. "To keep the files available. Funding for the Stasi Records Agency is guaranteed until 2019. The commissioners looking at what happens after that." Then this guy Marco Wanderwitz, he is a member of the Bundestag, says access to Stasi files and processing them are prerequisites for continuing the task of working through the communistic dictatorship, that's a view shared by a majority of parliamentarians," unquote. And then a young woman says, "So it looks like the Stasi files are set to remain accessible to victims of the dictatorship." Okay, we got to go. We'll talk some more about this. I'm going to just say the news is so heavy on so many fronts, and that tells you that we're at the very end of the line here. So we're going to go to our conference number now, and that's area code 213-342-3000, and the PIN code is 23-23-23-pound. We'll see you there and at the top of the next hour at the best radio station in the universe, BBC Sat Nam.